What's up, sisters and friends? Welcome back to the Sisters and Friends podcast. Y'all, today is an extremely special day because we got some wisdom up on this couch. We have my grandma and my great-grandma, Memo Jo and Two Mama. Y'all, these two women are legends and I love them. I quote them all the time on Woe That's Good because they just give great advice. And now they're on Sisters and Friends. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Y'all both been on Woe That's Good.
We have been.
We have.
Yeah, now you're more relaxed. You're on the couch.
I love it. I love your whole setup.
Yes. Hey, should I apply the rule that you gave us to your couch? Nobody wipe your butter popcorn fingers on this couch.
Yes, for sure on this couch. That and a few other rules. You had a sippy cup too. You were like 12.
Sippy cup and no butter fingers on the popcorn. Yes. It was like not butter fingers, but literally buttery fingers.
I have noticed with the great grandkids, I allow it, but I go in and put a towel under them.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, so that, you know, I'm like,
you have gotten more lenient.
I'm a little more relaxed.
No, like the worst thing is you let them eat Cheetos, and the worst fingers are the Cheeto fingers.
I know.
Those fingers I can't handle. That's bad. That's worse than butter.
That's not just greasy. That's cheesy.
It's cheesy.
But you got to get to great grandkid status for that.
That's true.
Apparently so.
Well, Memo, you got great great grandkid status.
I don't care what they do.
You don't care what
they do. Now it's just a popsicle. It's everything.
That's so true. That's right. That's so good. Well, I thought we could start this by a little game called This or That. And this is going to be more triggered towards social media. So, this or that, would you rather search Instagram or Facebook? What's your app of choice?
I'm Instagram.
Instagram, Emma?
I'm a Facebook.
Okay, see, I thought that would probably be the case. And your friends are probably more on Facebook, right?
Right.
Instagram.
Because I see it as more conversation, community conversation.
Yeah.
And I like Instagram, but it's pictures.
Yeah,
it's true. Pictures and comments based on pictures.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm both. I mean, post on Instagram to go to Facebook.
Yes.
But then I will search to see what everybody's saying over there, too.
Yeah, you're definitely crushing the Instagram life. I have to say this because Memo Jo has come to bat with me on Facebook. She has, like, defended me, and it's my favorite thing ever. So, for those who don't know, my great-grandma, Memo Jo's full name is Betty Jo. So, your Facebook, Betty Jo. I remember this one time, this other old lady made a rude comment on my post. And I saw Betty Jo get in there in that comment section.
Got her.
Are you kidding me? You got to believe in Sadie's heart. And I was like, yes, Betty. Yes. So thank you for going to bat for me.
Anytime.
This is going to be an interesting question. I think Two Mama will know this. I don't even know if you'll know both of these terms. So would you rather film a reel or a TikTok?
Oh, I'm a reel.
You're a reel?
I've done a TikTok.
You're TikTok famous.
And I can do TikTok, but I don't know. Reels seems a little bit easier for me.
Really?
I don't know why.
You're good at reels.
I can do a reel.
Memo, you're also TikTok famous.
I have done a TikTok or two.
She's done TikTok.
Right.
So I've never done a reel.
You've never done a reel?
No.
So my cousin Macy does TikTok, and she did a generational video with y'all, and it was the hi mom, and it got like millions of views. So you both have been TikTok famous. Okay, are you a like or a comment person? Do you typically just like a post, or do you like to comment?
That is a tough one because I really like to comment because I do like to see social media as a conversation.
Yeah.
I do like to see it more as that. These are friends who are wanting to know something about my life and wanting an answer to that.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just don't have time. You can't comment on all of them. So then I will like. But I like to comment if I can.
That's good.
You know, even if it's like a heart. Or
I see that. You know, you're good at commenting. Like
so.
You're good at commenting too.
Well, it depends on the relationship, I think. Whether I want to join the conversation or I just want to support it.
That's good. Okay.
Which is kind of like real life.
That's true.
Because sometimes, like, if you're sitting on a couch and somebody, there's a conversation, you might just support it just by, you know.
Yeah, right.
Or you might say, okay, I need to share my thoughts.
That's so true. And that also depends on the relationship.
And it does,
Because if you have a good relationship, you want to like have a conversation.
Right.
But if not, you might disagree and say,
cool. Yeah.
That's great. That's good for you.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay, this one is funny. Do you buy more stuff from watching Shark Tank or do you buy more stuff swiping up on people's stories?
Okay. Of those two choices, you know mine is Shark Tank over swiping up on people's things. But, you know, I will, when somebody recommends something on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, those kind of things, I will tend to not swipe there because I'm worried about how it will go get to there.
Yeah.
Like I might look it up later or something like that. But except, you know, y'all, I trust you with the link or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily trust a link.
Yeah. I'm the same way though, because if you swipe up on something, like then that they target you with those ads. So then I'll just like note it, write it down, and then go look it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the same way.
That's the wise way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you watch Shark Tank?
Have you ever bought anything from Shark Tank?
No.
Oh, I buy stuff.
But I have bought things that they have bought into.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I wait until someone else tries it out first.
We'll wait and see what happens. Have y'all had a funny Instagram purchase? Like, have you ever bought something from Instagram and been like, why did I buy this?
Mom is kind of debating on one right now that I bought, and I think I saw it on Shark Tank. And so I told Mom, you know, your mattress thing.
Yes.
And so I told Mom about it, and I said, I love it. It's great. So I went over the other day, and I saw that she had it out, and I said, you know, how are you liking it? And she said, well, I'm not sure yet. She still was checking it out.
Jury is still out.
Yeah. See, that's wisdom. So, my age group, we buy so much stuff on Instagram and we get these packages and we're like, what in the world did I buy? There was like a thing during the quarantine. It was like quarantine purchases of just like the most random stuff. And one time I bought this pillowcase that said it was like the best for acne. You'll never break out. It's so great. So I was like, great. So I bought it. Months go by. Forgot I bought it. Didn't get it in the mail. Honestly, just one of those you click like buy. It just happened. And I guess I bought it. Months go by, I get this weird package in the mail. I think it's in like a different language. And I'm like, what is this? And I open it. It is the cheapest pillowcase I've ever seen. I'm like, this is a bunch of false promises.
Yeah. I probably have had a few of those. I can't think of them right now, but
Okay. And then lastly, this is more just with your phone in general, but would you rather text somebody or call somebody?
Okay. I have bought into the texting first. Thing where it's, you know, hey, are you free? Can you talk?
Yeah.
But I would rather talk to somebody.
Have a conversation.
But I understand that in today's world, it's appropriate to text and then see what somebody's doing, you know?
Yeah.
But like for Mom, I'm just going to call her.
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of like the like or comment.
Yeah.
It's like, depends on the relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Kind of
and it depends on the need at the time, too.
Yeah, that's true.
It just texting is wonderful.
Yeah.
When you're in a hurry and you can just not take up your time or someone else's time for an answer to something. So
I mean, you have to realize the whole world of that has changed so much. Because when we first started getting cell phones, when we first got texting, it was a little bit offensive. To like, oh, wait, you don't want to call me? You don't want to talk to me?
Yeah. But not
because,
anymore.
But now what we realize is because everybody has their phone all the time. We used to not have a phone all the time.
Yeah.
So when the phone rang, literally at our house, there were 6 kids, a grandmother, and my mom and dad. So when the phone rang, that one phone that's on the wall in the kitchen started ringing. You cannot imagine the mad dash. Everybody wanted to answer the phone because, especially once we were teenagers, because then we were hoping it was our boyfriend. Johnny was calling,
That's hilarious.
So everybody made a mad dash in there to get the phone.
Wow.
But now, because you have such access all the time, you have to know that people aren't going to be available all the time.
Yeah.
You know, people only also called, like, in the evening hours, you know, because people were at work or school or whatever. And then you didn't call anybody long distance because it cost money.
Yeah.
So you never talked to anybody out of town. You know, the thing was, if you drove through a town, you had to stop and call people because you were in their town.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
Which now...
Like at a payphone?
On your phone, just your phone.
No. She's saying if you're traveling through town, yeah, you'd get a payphone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
You would call them while you were in their town.
Because it was local.
Because it wouldn't cost you any money.
Well, and it was very costly. It wasn't just like nickel or dime. It cost dollars to call, depending on how far away you were.
That's crazy. Yeah. Y'all know I love a good story. I love hearing about a story, listening to a story, and there are so many unforgettable stories and characters out there, and Audible is here to help you discover all of them. Audible is the home of storytelling and lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment in one simple, convenient app. They offer an amazing selection of audiobooks from every genre, like bestsellers, new releases, memoirs, mysteries, business, and more. There's always something new to discover along with your old favorites. If you're a thrill seeker, Audible is the place for you. Their selection of mystery and thriller titles, plus highly anticipated new releases, will keep your heart racing month after month. And Audible's next listen recommendation means that there's always something that you'll love at your fingertips. Audible members get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and even podcasts. You can download or stream them wherever you would like and whenever you would like. Plus, members can pick one title every month from the entire catalog to keep. With thousands of titles, you'll definitely find something you love all in one convenient app so that you can listen anywhere, anytime. So if you're into the whole crime mystery thing, my sister actually just told me about a title called The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. And I gotta be honest, I'm not really into these kind of things because I get too scared too easily. And she was like, no, it will not scare you. You will love it. You'll be so into it. So I guess that's gonna be my next listen. So new members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/woe or text woe, W-H-O-A to 500-500. That's audible, A-U-D-I-B-L-E .com/woe or just text woe to 500-500 to try Audible for free for 30 days. Go check it out, friends. Were you ever nervous that like Two Papa was gonna call you and someone else was gonna answer? Like,
Yeah. You didn't want that to happen.
that would make me so nervous.
You wanted to get to the phone before anybody else did. And then, of course, you're in the kitchen. So you hope you had a phone with a long cord that you could go around the corner.
Oh my gosh, that is hilarious. So when, like, do y'all remember the first time you heard about the cell phone? Like, do you remember people talking about it? Yeah. Like, what was that like?
I do remember that. The first time, I don't remember probably the very first time, but I remember when the conversation started happening. And again, it's a little bit like, seriously, we can't do life without having a phone with us, you know, like, because you just couldn't even understand that. It's such a new concept that you almost thought, okay, this is crazy.
This is ridiculous
that we can't go through life without a phone. Of course, then we got the bag phone that was just like huge.
Wow.
And we thought, okay, there might be a purpose for it on a trip. So the first time we used one was when I was taking the youth group on a long trip. And we thought, okay, well, this could be valuable.
Oh,
it's
my,
in the car.
This could be valuable.
It could be valuable.
Maybe.
Maybe. There's hope for this thing.
This bag phone.
And so then time went on. And I remember my first little yellow cell phone.
Yeah.
And actually putting it to use because I was a teacher at the time. And I started making my calls to parents on the way home from school because we have a 30-minute ride. And I was like, okay, I'm buying into this because I'm getting all my calls done.
Wow.
So it was a gradual thing, don't you think, Mom?
Yes, it was. My first experience was on a trip from Tennessee here while we were in Tennessee for a while. And a friend of ours said, I've got a new thing. It's a phone that you can take with you in the car. You know, I said, what? And he said, yeah, take mine. It was a bag phone. And I took it with me in the car just for safety's sake. It made sense to me.
So you could take somebody else's phone,
yeah.
See?
Wow.
Yeah. So we did that.
Oh, my gosh.
But you have to realize what a difference the telephones we have and Facebook, Instagram, what a difference in communication that is from when I was younger, much younger, and Chris was younger because of the instant communication, the instant feeling of community with your children, no matter where they were, knowing what they were doing daily, just what they're wearing, how the kids look, all of those things, where before it was an occasional telephone and letters. That was the only way that you could keep up with them.
I can even remember when Corey and Willie, your mom and dad, were in Italy during their college years. They did a semester abroad, like a lot of kids do. And at that time, we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have, we just had phones. Mm-hmm. And they're not that old, so this has all happened so quickly.
Yeah.
So when they would call, literally, they were went for the summer. So we were at camp, and we would all get around that phone at camp and try to hear them, you know, and talk to them over there. But, that's you know, so it would be days before we knew what they were doing. And then they would call us with the scariest things that had happened to them.
they did have some crazy stories.
Oh, they have some stories.
They did.
And we didn't know about it. You know, we didn't know, so we didn't know to worry.
They weren't posting, here we are in Italy. None of that.
There was none of that.
Wow.
They were just crazy. Oh, 3 days ago we were on a train and we got robbed and blah, blah, blah. Like, what?
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so Memo, I want to ask you, because do you care if I say your age? Because you always rock your age. Well, we just told everybody your age on Instagram, so I guess you don't. She's 91, okay? So we have a lot of years in between us, okay?
A lot of years.
And what I want to ask you is that I think people on social media these days, it's like it's become something that it was never intended to be for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. It's become like the place where, you know, you have to build a platform or you have to be liked or the place to just like whatever, succeed or be cool or whatever it is, whatever our intentions are with social media. But I feel like you have a different perspective on social media, even whenever you were just talking about likes and comments and stuff.
That's right.
So what do you see social media as? Like, what to you are the amazing things about social media?
Well, the amazing things, as I said, is just communication with your family primarily and close friends. It's just, we have close friends in Canada that we only see once a year.
Yeah.
And, but yet we know what their grandkids look like, and they know what's going on here. And when we're together again, there's no old news. It's just all taking up where you left off.
Yeah.
But it's the family primarily, I think, that just gives you such, for me, it's just such joy.
Yeah.
Because I know primarily what everyone's doing every day. It's just, I have one of my daughter's first grandchild was born. She was an avid photographer like your grandmother, and she took a picture and posted it every day. So when he was about 2 years old, my assistant said one day, "Miss Jo, next time she brings that boy into town, tell her to come by here and let me see him. I've seen him grow every day for his entire life, but never seen him in person."
That's
so
sweet.
It's really, that's really what it gives to us.
Yeah.
It's a daily communication if we want that, or it's not even necessary, but still you know where everyone is at every time.
Yeah, that's sweet.
In their life. That's pretty precious to have.
That is precious. I think nowadays we follow so many people that we will never meet or we don't know or whatever.
Yeah.
And then that's when that almost comparison game starts and you want to be like someone else. But when you think about it, communication and community, true family, true friends. And then there are some, you know, examples of, I don't know a lot of people that follow me, but what a beautiful thing that we've connected or they've heard a sermon that I've done, and there's beauty in that, but I think we can get lost in that pretty easily. I remember one time you were talking to me about the difference between how we treat celebrities now versus how y'all used to treat celebrities. Mm-hmm. Can y'all talk a little bit about that? Just the evolution of fans? Because I remember you were telling me one time, it was can't remember, it was Frank Sinatra or somebody who was a singer, and that people didn't freak out, or they started to freak out about these people, but that was a really new thing to y'all.
Frank Sinatra was the beginning of that, when girls fainted in the audience and all this stuff, because up to that point, entertainers were there to entertain us.
Yeah.
They were not idols that we emulated or followed all around the country, that sort of thing. When we went to dance at one of the clubs, and I grew up in San Diego, and when we would go to dance at one of the clubs there, we had Tommy Dorsey or Harry James or Stan Kenton, one of the big bands. They weren't there for us to sit in an audience and praise. They were there to make us happy.
Wow.
And I think that's where the difference was. I remember my first semester at school at San Diego State, there was a brand new entertaining duo, and that was, well, now I would forget that. It's one of those brain things, comedians. There were these two comedians that had just started out in entertainment. They stayed on campus, outside, on the yard, on campus,
wow,
3 hours and entertained us.
Wow.
Now, that was hilarious. And they they went on to become very, very famous.
Yeah.
And it,
Dean Martin
and Jerry Lewis.
Wow.
Yes. Right. And they were just beginning. They were just starting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is so cool. That's
so
crazy.
So it was a whole difference in the way you looked at entertainers then. And it,
wow. I think that's important because I think that, like, entertainers can't fully entertain to the fullest of their ability anymore because you could never stand out in the line for 3 hours without security, without like all of these precautions, because
people idolize
entertainers. Right. And anytime you put a human as an idol, it never turns out well.
Right.
It never does. And like nowadays, like, there's a lot of fainting happening when someone walks out on stage, a lot of screaming, a lot of squeals. And it kind of dehumanizes a person. Like,
yes, it does.
For me, I think people might think it would be cool whenever people freak out over you, but it makes me feel super awkward. Like if I'm like in town and people are like, oh my gosh, it's Sadie Robertson, which happens.
Yeah.
Like that makes me feel weird because that's treating someone like they're not a human, you know?
Yes.
And how do you respond to that moment when someone's treating you like you're not a human, you know? And so I do think if we, you know, can get back to some of that, of just like letting entertainers entertain, we could appreciate the gift they had to give, you know?
It's one of those things that, like people say, you can't push the toothpaste out and then put it back in. It's one of those things that I doubt that we can get back to that level. But one thing that I've seen in aging artists, even when we saw Paul McCartney in Shreveport a couple of years ago, how humble he was, and how for me, that was the, when the Beatles came on the scene and everybody was crying and fainting. I was in the fourth grade when that happened, and it was like totally fascinating to us, you know, and so that they probably were some of the biggest that started all of that type of fan girl kind of thing. But then we went to Shreveport and saw him, you know, now in his 70s, and how humble he was and grateful for his years of being able to entertain the public. But, you know,
that's
there were many, many years for him that were very hard because of the fan that followed him. And so I don't think we can get that back, you know.
No,
to that level because we've raised entertainers up, you
as
know,
idols,
higher.
Well, American Idol, you
yes,
know,
right.
the whole thing.
We say that.
We say that, and we live like that.
Yes, right.
Okay, talk to me about TV, because TV has changed a lot too. So nowadays, obviously, I have every show I want to watch on my phone right here, and if I wanted to, I could be watching Netflix or Hulu or Amazon or watching a movie right here. And y'all could be watching two completely different shows and episodes.
Right.
But back in the day,
which is fascinating.
Yeah, you had like one TV maybe, or your neighbors had a TV.
Oh,
like what was
TV.
That like? Like what was
TV.
Or no TV. You had no TV. Did you have a
when
TV?
When you were a little girl.
When I was a little girl? No, we didn't have TV.
Yeah, no.
Did
when
you
I was
have a
little
TV?
Girl.
We had a TV. We
okay.
had one TV.
It was black and white, right?
And it was black and white until I was probably fourth grade, maybe.
I don't remember
when
that
but
came about.
It was black and
didn't
white.
Didn't you have like a neighbor that had a
we
colored
had a,
TV?
We had a neighbor who had a colored TV. So after The Wizard of Oz aired on that Sunday night, it always aired on Sunday night, and we were waiting out for the bus stop, and they told us that the monkeys were green. And we were like, no, they're not.
You know, oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
We couldn't see that. We didn't know that they were green. And so, and then it's kind of like almost like cell phones for you guys, how it evolved so quickly. Then after that, I don't really remember.
Yeah, it just happened.
It all just happened.
And now we watch, now we're watching TV, watching Survivor, American Idol, all of our shows.
All
it's
of our
crazy.
Shows.
I feel like what's ironic is, you know, we built these platforms like social media to connect everybody, but we're furthering ourselves away from the connection we already had. Like, y'all used to do so much together, like watch TV together. Like, even I know this is probably annoying at the time, but like, having one phone that you shared, like, you can't have a conversation, like, by yourself, right. Which is probably annoying, but still, like, there's still beauty to that, and I feel like we are so isolated. Like, the biggest thing that our generation talks about is just the loneliness.
Right.
And, I mean,
and that is so true.
It's sad.
Yes.
Like, but didn't, I don't know when this happened, so maybe I'm off on the timing, but when did the air conditioner happen? Because I heard someone said that they feel like that had a big part of, like, making people a little bit more isolated, because used to, before air conditioning, people sat outside on their porch all the time.
I think that's probably true,
too. We did do that.
But I'm not ready to give up the air conditioning.
No. I think we should keep some of these things.
Now, when we lived in Oklahoma, if I remember right, we didn't have an air conditioner. We had a ceiling fan that you could hear the ceiling fan work. And so I do think that that is true. And I think that just means now, that's one of those things that we have to be more intentional about now that just happened because that's the space we lived in.
Yes.
Like when you have one TV, three channels, off those three channels, there was probably two people in the family who wanted to watch maybe two different things. So you had to agree, you had to compromise, and you just had to say, and generally, it was at that time, it was whatever your dad wanted to watch.
Yeah.
That's kind of how we did it. And so, but we all sat down together and watched shows together and talked about them and laughed about them together.
What kind of shows did you watch?
So, well, Ed Sullivan, for sure.
Right. Let me tell you something interesting. We used to watch Perry Mason.
When
you were a little girl. Those same shows are showing reruns now on television. Yes.
That's cool.
Yes, they are.
Yes,
it's
they
hilarious.
Do.
Yeah. I just
That's
think
awesome.
That is so funny.
That's awesome.
But how lasting that is, though.
Yeah.
And evidently, there's real value in that, or they wouldn't be using that time to put that on there.
That's awesome.
But those same shows that you watched when you were a little girl are being shown now.
Wow. And so what we have to do now is like what we do sometimes. We'll you'll call and say, we're watching American Idol over at Mom's. Do you want to come over? And so you have to be intentional.
And we also
about
get
that.
Outside, like, because we all live close together.
Yes.
So, like, we'll walk to each other's houses or whatever. And I think, air conditioning's nice. So you get in the house, but you still got to go outside. You still got to, like, see people outside and stuff.
Yeah.
One thing I want to ask you about that's different is, okay, y'all went through, like, a lot of really hard times. Melo, you especially did. Like, you lived through World War II and the Great Depression, where you, I guess you were really little.
I was a child.
You were very little. But some
Great
of just
Depression.
Some really hard stuff.
Yeah.
And then, gosh, I don't even know how many hard stuff have happened throughout the years of y'all being alive and me not. But now we're going through really hard times. Like, now we've experienced a global pandemic. We're experiencing a war, the threat of war. We're experiencing a lot of change in politics and all that stuff. What do you feel like is different about how people react to stuff like that now versus how it was then? Because from, like, my perspective, it feels like people back then were a little bit more together on things and, like, fought through things together. And now it feels like people are, like, very much against each other. Like, who's for who, you know?
You're right.
So, like, what does that look like from y'all's perspective?
Are you looking at me?
I'm looking at you.
I'm looking at both of y'all.
Well, you know, this is really, and it is interesting, but I think that the whole difference is because of the deprivations that my generation and those younger than older than I am, went through, that gave them the resiliency to go through hard times, where we've gone through several generations now that have not gone through.
Yeah.
A time when you valued things that were important.
Yeah.
You know, where even just simple things like the furniture you had and I don't mean that as a status thing. I mean just you took care of things.
Yeah.
You know, because you wanted to make things last because it was hard to replace things like that.
Yeah.
And we went through times like that when we put value on people and value on taking care of what we had.
Yeah.
And no one since I have been married has had to go through anything like that.
Yeah.
And I think they did have more of a sense of a camaraderie for the country.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even my grandparents, who were from the South, moved to San Diego. That's why my mother was there, to work in the war effort.
Hmm.
And as a country, they fought together or something. Where I think you're right, Sadie, today we have such diversity in whether we believed what we're fighting for and anything that we're fighting for. And so it does cause, you don't have that same sense of camaraderie that I believe they had.
We've not had anything to bring us together, as one people.
Yeah. No. It's almost like you would think that the pandemic would have, because we all experienced the same thing, but it almost like didn't for some reason. And maybe that's because of just social media, like the social life kept going, even though the personal life stopped. Mm-hmm. And so there were some things we didn't have to fully give up. Coming together in some sense, we are so grateful for now because we didn't have that for a little while. Like, we're grateful for in-person gatherings. We're grateful to go to church. We're grateful to be with family. But, like, there still was so much hatred online and so much bitterness and so much opinion on should you wear a mask or should you not? Should you get vaccinated or should you not? And it was, like, so nobody was still together. And, back in the day, it looked like everyone, for the most part, was like, hey, like, this is who we're fighting for. They're standing on some common ground, you know? Yes. And, like, what's that common ground for us now, I think, is what people... I think is what we need to find, but it's hard to find that when everybody's living such an individual life.
Yes, it is.
Everybody again, you're hearing so much of the opinions.
Yeah.
Like I've said before, I said this to you, when I was growing up, I didn't know if the girl next door to me could sing. You know, that who can sing in the whole country and say to yourself, why can't I sing like this?
Yeah, probably thought you were great.
Oh, I thought, I'm pretty good.
I told her she was.
Yeah, my mother said that. But so today, even though we have had this huge thing that I think even as a, not just a country, as a world, we've all gone through, this pandemic is something that everybody has experienced, you're still able to read so much criticism and opinions.
Yeah.
You know, that we didn't have before. Yeah. Like I said, I didn't know what the next door neighbor believed, less somebody around the world.
Yeah.
You know? So again, we're kind of back to that intentionality about where our thoughts are and what we're focusing on and who we're hanging with. And, you know,
how do you guard your heart in that space? Y'all feel like, have y'all had, like, I guess intentionality is guarding your heart, but are there other ways to just guard your heart or even just like keep value on the things that are valuable, you know?
Well, that's it.
Yeah, exactly. Sadie, and I'd like to address that too. And that is that we have lost our civility.
Mm.
And I think primarily because we've seen so much of that in our leadership and in people that we look up to.
Yeah.
And that people are not kind to one another.
Yep.
And that's so important. Because that's what kindness and civility is, what brings about compromise and forward thinking.
That's good.
Where it's just when you don't have that, then you're just at each other to gain further ground.
Yeah, that's so true. Mom sent me this article a few days ago, and it was like why people are losing their mind. And it was all these accounts of recently people just doing the craziest stuff. Like Will Smith's slap, of course, was in there, and a few other things where people just, somebody punched a flight attendant. Just crazy stuff.
Yes.
And you're reading this, you're like, what is happening? And then I said to Mom, I said, well, our leaders are so rude to each other.
Yes.
Like so hateful, so rude, so disrespectful. And even back in the day, when I've watched videos and seen stuff, even though people would disagree on things, people are so respectful of one another.
Yes.
And even in just like relationship, Christian and I talk about this, the thing that makes a marriage great is the respect we have for one another, even in our differences, and allowing people to be different than you, but still respecting them. And nowadays, like, oh, you're a Christian, I'm an atheist. Unfollow, cancel, no respect,
That's
you
right.
know, instead of just being like, no, it's okay that we think differently. It's okay that we live differently. I have respect for you. You can have respect for me. And we've just lost respect. And, but we have not had a leader that I've seen like super, you know, like show us what respect
that's
is.
That's exactly
and we need leaders.
And that's
like
where
that.
It needs to come from.
Yeah.
You follow whoever's in charge at the time.
Yep. Who are you following?
Which we say about in our family because our queen of everything, Mama, you know, the thing that she has always said to us is nothing is worth the feelings of somebody else. And so she raised us like that we treat people kindly and respectfully. And so it does come from the leadership down and filters all the way down, and still to now our little bitties that we're teaching them how to be kind to each other, because
that is great
again
advice.
And it's kind of back to that thing, like, we didn't know what our neighbors believed, we didn't share all that. We just respected them for who they were, that they were our next door neighbors, and we were in the yard, we spoke, and we were kind. And you didn't fight over things because you didn't necessarily know them.
That's true.
But whatever it was, we were just going to be respectful to those who lived on our street and shopped with us at the grocery store and went to school with us.
You didn't know. And that's okay, because you don't need to know everybody's everything. And that's what I always say to people, like, there is power in being vulnerable, but you also have to have wisdom in who you're vulnerable to.
Yes.
Like, I'm all about transparency on Instagram. I'll be transparent all day long, but I do not need everybody to know every single thing I got going on, because it's just not even...
They don't need to know,
especially because if you can't sit down and have a conversation with someone and... Because whenever you do stuff on Instagram or social media, or when it's short, there's just so much room to be misunderstood. But when you sit down and have a conversation with someone, you can still be misunderstood, but it's a lot harder to be misunderstood because you can talk out all your misunderstanding.
That's right.
But that's what relationships are. But social media, although, yes, it keeps you connected, not everyone on social media do you have an actual real relationship with. So you can't trust them enough to put out everything that you have. But I love that, like, that you said, what was it?
Nobody's feelings are worth hurting anybody's feelings over whatever you're doing. Not worth that.
And I was going to say that humor has become that, of that. It's like, things are funny when you hurt someone else at someone else's expense. And that's not funny.
That's not funny.
That's like Twitter. Yes. That's why I had to get off Twitter. Like, I actually have a friend who helps run my Twitter account because I was like, it's so hurtful. Because people, and TikTok too, like TikTok, it's like whoever has the rudest comment, but that it's the funniest, but it's really the rudest, is the most liked. So it gets the most attention. So then people constantly are trying to be, you know, as witty as they possibly can, but really as hurtful towards the person. And you're like, this is not funny.
Which is really not new, because back, you know, I've worked with the teenagers for many, many years, and probably 20, 30 years ago, I was telling them, it's not okay for you to say "just kidding" after you've said something.
That's good.
It's just that it's a bigger platform now and more people see it. But that kind of humor has always been out there. It's that cutting just humor kidding. That, you know, it's like, "Oh, just kidding." Yeah. No, you already said it. Yeah. You know, so, and you really weren't kidding. There's something in there. So, you know, that being nice and being kind is forever true. I mean, people were, I'm sure, very unkind 2,000 years ago and today. It's just that this platform makes it so obvious to see it. You know, you don't.
It's cool that Jesus' words are the same today as they were 2,000 years ago. And he said, like, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Like that principle.
Exactly.
So many people quote that. They don't even know if it was Jesus. Yeah. Like, that was Jesus that said that. I was going to ask y'all, just being Christian women throughout all this time, like, how have you felt like being anchored in the Word has helped y'all just remain in who you are? Does that make sense? Like, do you feel like y'all's faith has definitely affected how you've aged well?
Oh, I think that's definitely true.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yes, right. And not only that, it's interesting you said that, because I just read that.
Really?
It wasn't in those words, but it was those people who surround themselves with people who love them and support them are the ones who live the longest.
Wow.
And I've seen that happen in my family, obviously.
Yeah. Well, it's so, we were talking about that the other day, because you're not the only 91-year-old in our family.
No.
Mary Lou, who's 91 as well, and one of your close friends. And then we have several other in their 80s. And it is crazy. And Mom and I were talking about that. We're like, wow, that's so crazy. And it is crazy, but y'all also have lived such a life to be where you're at now. And you're not just here, you're fully here. Like, you're having these conversations. You're actually on Instagram. You know what TikTok is. You actually communicate on Facebook. Like, you're living in, like, fully. And I think that's the difference. It's like, aging is one thing, but to live, like, while you're aging is, like, another thing.
I agree.
I agree. I think y'all's faith. Yeah. I've seen it.
One thing about it, too, the other day I asked Mom, because she was on my podcast, and I said, you know, one of the buzzwords with moms is this word intentionality. Mm-hmm. And I said, I asked Mom, you know, when you were a young mom, were y'all, did y'all think about that word? And she said, we were intentional moms because that's just what we did.
That's good.
That's
right?
The life we have. And so I'm thinking about that as you say, this being a Christian, I can't think of doing it any other way.
That's right. Yeah.
That is just the way we live our lives. Yeah. And that's the way I grew up.
That's
and
good.
That's the way
awesome.
I walk out each day.
Which is so good.
Has my faith helped me make it to this age? Absolutely. I can't imagine having it.
Because what I've seen is like the fruit of Jesus in y'all's life. Like there's true love in our family. There's true joy. There's true peace. Now there are hard things. We've all experienced hard things. We talked about the other day. We were all in a group message together saying, I'm so glad we have a family who gets through hard things.
Yes, but
that faith has brought us together time and time again. And I mean, when people say, do you like living close to your family? Or people ask Christian, like, was it overwhelming to her, like, that she wanted to move by her family? He was like, I'm the one that wanted to move by her family. He's like, I'm the one that suggested we live there. Because he was like, no, it's like, it's so fun. And I think, yes, despite the hard world we live in, the hard things we go through, having that family that sticks together is, like, so beautiful. And that's rooted in faith. Because we know, like, this world is not our home. It's just powerful. Last thing I want to ask you, gosh, this has been so good. But too, Mama, like, you have your own podcast, you write books, you do reels, you do TikToks, you're on all the platforms, and like, you also look amazing. Like, that's crazy, okay? Like,
you're so sweet.
No, that is crazy. You're like, you're doing everything I'm doing, and you're 69?
69.
Like, that's amazing. And like, so many people, I feel like when they get to 69, they just let their grandkids do it. You know, like, y'all do it. But I love
And maybe I should.
No, I was going to say, I love that you're doing it because people need that. Like, you know, like, there's so many grandparents that come to my Live Original thing and they love it, you know? But I'm like, that's awesome. But how cool is it that you're doing the same thing and you're their age, so you relate more. Like, you understand. Yeah. And there's obviously other people doing that, but you're just like so in it. So like, what do you think the power is in just staying in it and staying relevant? Because to me, like, seeing you learn all these things, it's so encouraging to me because I'm not scared to get old. Like, y'all make me so excited. I'm like, hey, that's
Hey, great. We'll change the other
side. Hey, I know you also just said your knees hurt, your hips hurt, your ears hurt, and your nose hurt, and everything's hurting. And that's true, too. And I know there are hard things. I mean, obviously, you face loss. Like, that's hard. Yes. You face a lot of change, a lot of moves, a lot of all this stuff. Like, that is hard. So not disregarding that age definitely comes with very hard things. But the fact that y'all have stayed the way that y'all are, and I know that's because of your faith, and I know that's also because you keep learning, is a cool thing. So speak to that a little bit, to the grandmas who are listening who have kind of given up on some dreams.
Well, never give up on a dream.
Goodness, no.
That for sure. And of course, I have to say, I'm sitting next to my 91-year-old mother who didn't retire until she was 83. So 84.
That's right.
Correct us. So, I mean, what am I going to do? You know, I'm going to lay down and sit on the couch? No, not going to happen. But, you know, I enjoy learning new things. I have always been like that. And I have a mom who did, when we were little, my mother, this is like so weird to me now, but I think that this is just how she is. When I was little, my mom was a bowler, you know, so she would haul us five kids up to the bowling alley while she bowled.
And,
you know, so I always saw my mom learn this. I came home from school one day and Mom had bricked in the garage.
What?
Yes.
And you'll still be out in your garage
yes.
doing stuff.
Bricking in a garage.
My knees won't let me do that anymore.
So I grew up with that. And I love to just keep learning and doing new things, and I'm grateful that I have, even though I've made my few complaints this morning about some health things, but I have a good enough health that I can still do things. I know Mom's grateful for that too, because that's a big part of it. So I'm just would encourage anybody out there to just keep doing what you can do.
I remember showing up to Mama's house one day and you didn't have makeup on. You had the cutest little like just lounge outfit with a little headband on, and you were like, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed that you would be over here and I don't have my makeup on. And I just love that. You're like, I gotta put my makeup on. Yeah. Like, and that is something I've seen from both of y'all. Like, keep putting your makeup on. Looking cute. Yes. Keep, you know, going outside and working in your garage because that's kept y'all young. And like, I love too that y'all invite young people into your life. Like, I know when you did the TikTok, you asked one of our girls, Rachel, to come help you with it. And like, yeah, you might need to call a young person every now and then.
That's right.
And hey, we sure need to call an older person every now and then. So y'all, this has sort of been one of my favorite podcasts ever. I'm so excited. Guys who are listening to this, how cool is it, you know, to sit with just people who have lived so much longer than you and learn and just grow. And I also think it just kind of keeps you not freaked out about like where the future goes, because just think about it. When they first heard about the phone, they were like, that sounds crazy. This could not, I don't even know if this is a good thing. And there are so many things we're hearing right now that are about to happen that are kind of scary, kind of freaky. Is that really a good thing? I don't know. But man, if you're rooted in faith, if this world is not your home, you're going to be all right. You know, there can be peace in the midst of a whole lot of lack of understanding and all the stuff. But man, I'm so encouraged by this conversation. Hopefully we can apply some of the things we learned, even with social media. What if we don't look at it as just a place to grow a platform, but a place to really be in community? You know, what if we look at TV as not something we just watch by ourselves, but we bring people in? What if we stop looking at celebrities as idols, but look at them as someone who's been given a gift from God to entertain? I mean, so many of these truths we can really apply to our lives to live a better life. And as we age, would we fully live? So encouraged by this conversation. Hope you are too. And you can actually go follow my grandma on social media because she is rocking it. Too, Mama, tell us where we can find you, because I know grandmas are wondering what's your podcast called, your book, your Instagram, all the stuff.
Okay, my podcast is called Rocking It Grand. And my newest book is Rocking It Grand. And you can follow me at Chris Howard, C-H-R-Y-S, Howard. Blame that on my mom. C-H-R-Y-S, Chris Howard.
So. Amazing. Well, thanks for being on the podcast. Love you guys and love all of you too.